combing through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic Lazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Hello, everybody. Welcome once more to another Thursday weekly edition of the Strictly Sonic Show. I'm your host, the Dude with the Chaos Emeralds, CD-ROM 1019, and baby, I was born this way. And for a second week in this show's history, I would like to welcome you once more to my living room. I have a schedule to keep, so I'm not moving the computer today. Alright, so, let's talk for a moment, shall we? So, last week, I put out a poll, or had one put out by Mr. Social. Thank you very much, by the way. Regarding whether or not the rest of you thought, thought if Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine was a Sonic game. So, a handful of you correctly voted that, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine is in fact not a Sonic game. And a higher portion of you voted that it is. And an even higher portion of you that voted decided that you'd rather not answer the frickin' question. You'd just like to look at the tweet and go around and talk like Kirby for some reason. So here it is. For once and only once in this show's lifetime, probably, I haven't done the math on it, this will be the show that this will be a show that covers Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, a game that I wasn't going to cover, but will, because you demanded it. Emphasis on the you demanded it. There probably won't be another show like this one. So, we'll see what happens there. Look, it's not that I hate Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, okay? I don't hate it at all. I actually think it's really cool. But when you get down to brass tacks, it's a Puyo Puyo reskin with Sonic characters. Kirby's Avalanche did the same thing. We don't even call the games by those names anymore. It's just Puyo Puyo now, and it's much less interesting. So, if you wanted a short show today, I guess that's what you're gonna get, because it's not a particularly long soundtrack. And, I got a different rip from a different location today, which might add some time onto the clock. Let's just see how poorly this goes, I suppose. Alright, so, it's the tail end of 1993, and you've got a shiny new copy of Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine for your Sega Mega Drive. You pop the cartridge... Oh my god, here we go. You pop the cartridge... What's the track listing? Here we go. You pop the cartridge into your Sega Mega Drive, and depending on how you started the game, like if you wanted to go into the option screens, your first five tracks of the game, in sequential order, might have sounded a little something like this. Stick around. And wow, would you look at that? Your first five tracks are over already. Are you having fun yet, guys? It literally just hit me that if I wanted that music to go a little longer, I should have used the one talk bed that I can't use today, which is my Mean Bean Machine talk bed. But yes, so in case you're late to the show, the sequential tracks that you just heard there were the opening to the game, the configuration screen, the password screen, the introduction to stages 1 through 4, followed by the music that you hear for stages 1 through 4 of Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. So, please, by all means, and I do really mean this because I need you to explain this one to me, tell me what you love or remember fondly about Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine in the Discord, which, by the way, I don't think I appropriately covered how to get into this Discord yet. So hi, everybody listening live. If you didn't know, you can join the Radio Sega Discord at radiose.ga/discord. And it's an open invitation, and there are a slew of people joining us today. I always get this command wrong. There we go. We're currently joined by... Oh. Okay, well, we're currently only joined by Twinny, ResinSD, TCB, Jamie, 64326, and myself. So, there's a lot more other people in the channel that you can talk to on a regular basis, though. I promise it'll be fun. Join the channel at your leisure. Please tell me what you love about this game, because the OST leaves a lot to be desired. And no, I don't think it's going to get any better when we get to the 8-bit section. However, I can try to pad out the runtime of the show by looking up some trivia about Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Let's do that now. Okay, sure. I mean, this is mild trivia, but... For example, did you know that the 13 opponents in the scenario mode are all taken from Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, a cartoon show of the same year, and are, in order, Arms, Frankly, Humpty, Coconuts, Davy Sprocket, Squeal, Dynamite, Grounder, Spike, Sir Fuzzy Logic, Dragon Breath, Scratch, and then Dr. Robotnik himself. Only three of those in a different order, which are Dr. Robotnik, Scratch, and Grounder, are regular characters in the series. Coconuts is semi-regular, and all the other robots all appear in the pilot episode of the show. Didn't know that last part. Didn't know that they were all robots from only the pilot. The game is a variation of the Mega Drive version of Puyo Puyo, so Mega Drive got two Puyo Puyo games for God knows why. A Tetris 1984 clone that has a sizable fan base in Japan. Characters of the Puyo universe have appeared in over 50 games across 15-plus platforms ranging from MSX2 to Sega Dreamcast. Series star Aurelie Nadja began her magic training in 1989 on MSX2 RPG called Medo Monogatari. And in 1991, the more well-known Puyo Puyo was created using characters from the Medo Monogatari series. So, it's great music. I think it's cool music. In fact, I think for a puzzle game, I think the music is more than fitting. I'd love to listen to that loop for hours on end, but I just think there's not enough of it. That's the only problem. Uses the same track for 1 through 4, and then just a faster track for 1 through 5. And if you don't believe me, well, here's what the intro to 2, or not 1 through 5, I meant to say 5 through 8. And if you don't believe me, here's the introduction to 5 through 8 with 5 through 8 stage followed after. It's not gonna get old.
Thank you.
And yeah, that's it. That's all you're getting. That's how short the track is, unless you want me to loop it, and then it would sound really weird. So, nothing too hugely different there. Look, I'm sorry, I'm trying not to throw too much shade on this game and just be that guy today, but, like, this is what you wanted, okay? So, this is what I got for you. I guess this is the kind of show we have to play before we get to Sonic 3 and Knuckles. It's just gonna be like this. More trivia, I suppose? By the way, again, don't forget to tell me what it is you loved about the game. Jamie was chiming in with some quick trivia for me. Carbuncle was a character that was kept from the original Puyo Puyo game. He was renamed to Has-Been in the Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine version. So, some more trivia. While heavily redone versions of the theme of Puyo Puyo and Brave of Puyo Puyo were used in the final version, more faithful remixes of both songs are buried within the game's audio data. Some pre-mixes of the later stage themes are also present. I believe I have the unreleased songs that we'll be playing later. Recursive adaptation, a video game based on an animated show based on a video game. Yep. Sequel gap. Not a sequel per se, but did you know? Sonic Mania contains a Mean Bean Machine gameplay portion in a boss in an unlockable game mode 24 years later. That's... It's Puyo Puyo, man. Like, that's the extent of the trivia. It's just... Hold on, I don't know if this means anything. It's actually a conversion by Compile of their game Puyo Puyo for the U.S. market. 1995 came Kirby's Avalanche, so I guess Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine got there first. It was 2 years early. Cool. I got, this is me struggling to find cool things to tell you about. Jamie chiming in to say, the funny thing about this game is that even though it's a reskin Puyo Puyo game, it uses a different sound engine to Puyo Puyo games released on the Mega Drive in Japan. Mean Bean apparently uses Cube, Dogen Shibuya. Puyo Puyo uses Compile Custom. Okay, well that's interesting to know. I don't know how different the sound engines are, but that's a thing. So now we know. Okay, so maybe I should take some time... set aside a little bit of time to discuss the plot of the game, because it apparently has plot. Set on planet Mobius, Dr. Robotnik has hatched a new plan to menace the world and its inhabitants by kidnapping the citizens of Beanville and turning them into devious robot slaves. The Doctor will create an army that will help him rid the planet of music and fun forever. To this end, he has created a giant roboticizing machine called the Mean Bean Steaming Machine to use on the Jolly Bean Folk. Putting his plan into motion, Robotnik sends out his henchbots to round up all the unfortunate beanfolk and group them together in dark dungeons so they can be sent to Mean Bean Steaming Machine. Assuming the role of Has-Been, the player must now stand up against Robotnik's henchbots by breaking into the dungeons, freeing the beanfolk before it is too late, and get through the henchbots to the deranged doctor himself and foil his evil plans once and for all. And now you know. I guess the refugee beans? What? Oh, that's exercise mode only? Oh, that's interesting. Jamie's letting me know again that the man behind Tetris, Alexei Pajitnov, gave Puyo a go in the West on PC and called it Quirks. Oh, okay, so he released his own version of Puyo Puyo and called it Quirks. Okay, well, like, is Puyo Puyo just, like, wide open? Like, what is this game? Why does everybody get to make a reskin of Puyo Puyo? Nintendo has one, Sega has one, but now it's only appearing, like, now if you want a Puyo Puyo game, like, Sega has to have a hand in it. Do they, like, own this now? I'm so lost about some of this stuff. Alright. Well, it's an official Puyo game. Interesting. like, is there a Poyo company? Is this all they make? Like, do they make money hand over fist just licensing this out to whoever wants to make one? Like, what is the logistics of this? It sounds like it would be a horrible business practice. Alright, let's keep things moving. Stages 9 through 12 intro. Oh, hold on, I need to cue a bumper. Because I haven't done one yet. There we go. Alright, here comes stages 9 through 12 and 13 for the hell of it. Just because I said so. Stick around!
Years in the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
right, all right. I know I threw a lot at you just now, so let's take a look at what we just went through. So, given the game short track listing, I sent you through the intro to stages 9 through 12, and then the 9 through 12 music itself, the music for stage 13's intro, and then stage 13's general music. The faster version you started to hear was Dr. R's In Danger. And then Dr. Robotnik defeated. That weird sound in the middle was the machine exploding. And then that was met with the continue music, as in you lost a life or you failed. So let me do a little more cleanup here. Oh man, I had this exactly the way I wanted it. Darn it. Hold on. Oh, there we go. I think I got it now. Now, there are still actually some tracks left, believe it or not. There is a whole ending theme and a staff roll, followed by the extra modes we have, which are exercise and two-player versus, and it looks like we've got some bonus tracks to go through before flipping the track over to get to the 8-bit. So, catching up on a few comments, Jamie was letting me know that Compile was having issues and sold some of their IPs in the 90s. Sega bought the rights to Puyo Puyo, which means that at some point they must have licensed Puyo Puyo to Nintendo to make Kirby's Avalanche, which just seems really weird. Compile did eventually shut down, but a company called Compile Heart came in sometime later. Okay. Mean Bean Machine was also featured on a multi-cart with Sonic 1 and 2, Sonic Classes in the US, and Sonic Compilation in Europe. Alrighty, good to know. So, let's hit this ending theme and staff roll and start going through some of these extra tracks here. We've got a schedule to keep. Alright, don't go nowhere. Oh, Kirby's Avalanche was before Sega bought the rights, so it must have been after 95 that Compile sold out. Okay, cool. New tracks coming up. Stay tuned. Thank you. All right, welcome back. You know, so I've got a gripe to air, and I know that's not surprising considering I've been salty this whole episode, but, you know, considering that everyone really wanted me to cover this game, it's striking how little there are of you actually in the channel talking to me about this game and what you love about it. So, hey, thanks for that. I can tell this was just to make me miserable at this point. Still got more songs to come. Jamie was giving me a bit more trivia here. He says, with the rights belonging to Sega, I mean, Sega has two games on the PS1 with their name slapped on it. Puyo Puyo Sun was released on the PlayStation Japan and was published and developed by Compile, got re-released on the PS1 by Sega. Still weird seeing Sega's name on a PS1 game. Yeah, that is true, considering that Sega, Sega was almost entirely first party until the Dreamcast. Until the end of the Dreamcast, so that was a thing, although they did arcades too. I don't know if you'd call arcade first party. Is arcade classified as first party? Because arcades are weird. Like, nowadays you're getting Luigi's Mansion games developed by Sega for the arcade. Like, what is this heresy? Alright, well, given how quiet it is in the actual Discord right now, and that I've exhausted all the rest of the trivia I think I could find, let's keep going through here. I'm actually milking more of the show than I thought I was gonna, so I've really got to keep going here because I've got stuff that I've got to do, and with the advent of Daylight Savings Time, things are all kind of all over the place this week. So, coming up, Staff Roll, Exercise Mode, and then we'll get into the bonus tracks. All right, stay tuned. Wow, I'm really not thinking today. I already played this song. I'm sorry. Let's stop that. I meant to say, let's play the exercise mode and then the two-player verses. Here we go. We'll be right back. Ah, that is the sound of dead air. Sorry about that. I wasn't expecting that to end so abruptly. Okay, so that was Exercise Mode, the two-player versus Danger, and then the quick sound of Victory. All right, and with that, we are down to the bonus tracks, which I think were not released in the final version of the game. But before we get there, more facts. Well, this isn't pertinent to mean Beam Machine. Jamie chiming in to say, here we go, best track in the game, referring to the exercise mode. I also played while going against Satan, I believe, in Puyo Puyo. Okay. TCB saying that, TCB proclaiming that Jamie is the unofficial co-host of this episode. Wrong, sir! I do the show solo. Nah, I get it. It happens. So thank you for helping me pad out the runtime, though. I appreciate it. Jamie saying the Game Gear version had a great exclusive mode, which is a puzzle-style mode. Well, we'll see if the music is equally as cool. All right, let's power through these bonus tracks. Let me put these in here. They are aptly named Sound Code 1, Sound Code 2, Brave, and The Theme of Puyo Puyo. These are bonus tracks. I don't believe they were released in the final version. And they sound like this. We'll be right back. And with that particular jam, that covers the end of the 16-bit OST for Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. But don't worry, did you know that there was an 8-bit version as well for the Game Gear? We've got a couple tracks coming up for that particular version. First, some comments. Jamie has confirmed that those tracks were, in fact, unused, so that's pretty cool. He says Mean Bean Machine was the first time he was introduced to Puyo Puyo, like most who played it on one of those plug-and-play TV consoles by Radica. Wow! I didn't know that Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine was one of the... that popular to go in those Radica consoles. So, that's a thing, I guess. Okay. Let's see. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. He also corrected me, saying he was referring to the two-player track as the best, as his favorite. He also lets us know that in France, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine got a different name and box art. The box art actually looks really cool. And in France, it was named Dr. Robotnik and His Mean Bean Machine. So, neat. The French box art is called This Is a Devilish Game, according to Google Translate. I don't get why. There's nothing particularly devilish about it, but okay. Alright, the track list is clear. You ready for a few more 8 bits? Let me cue up a bumper. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so, year is now 1994. The Game Gear version is now in the market. You got the console, you pop it into your Game Gear. And in this particular order, I think... Oh, it doesn't make any sense. Scenario... Okay, I think one of these tracks is out of order. So, we'll see. Title screen, scenario, and then puzzle. Here it comes.
Guiding you through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog, you're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
Thank you.
Alright, how's everybody doing? Hanging in there? So, here's what you missed. That was, for the 8-bit version of the game, the title screen, the scenario mode, which sounded very strikingly similar, but different, the puzzle mode, and then that was the menu. Catching up with the comments, Resident SD chiming in saying the 8-bit version of this isn't the greatest. Yeah, well, what did you expect? Jamie saying the best thing going for it is the exclusive puzzle mode, plays out slightly like a handbook for training. Yeah, looking at it, it kind of feels like you're looking at, I don't know, maybe something like, Dr. Mario, maybe? I might be making a wrong comparison there. Okay, so that's actually half of the 8-bit soundtrack. So, let's just clear some of these and play the second half, I guess. Let me clear out this one. Alright, here comes the second half of the soundtrack, and then we'll wrap up the show and discuss what we're doing next week. Don't go nowhere. Thank you. Whoa, whoops. How did that song get in there? That's not an 8-bit song. Looks like someone's gotta check the... Is that my fault or is this the playlist? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Did I just forget to... You know what? That might have been my fault. I might have forgotten to take this bonus track out. Hang on, did I play all these? Ending. Let's see. Title screen, menu, scenario, exercise. Robotnik. Menu, scenario. Puzzle. Yeah. All right. Wow. Oops. Think I played all of them. All right. Well, if you wanted more, too bad. That's everything. So let's talk about a few things. Let's catch up on comments. Yeah, all right. That's basically nothing new going on. So, all right, cool. Well, that's the entire track list to Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine 16-bit and 8-bit. Jamie, I'm no more happy than when I started. This was just a thing. Nah, not bad. We've managed to get almost 90 minutes out of this show. So, all right, cool. So, let's talk about what's coming up next week. So, we had one big episode of the show so far, and that was Sonic CD. But I believe everything up to now, even with all these side games, and there are more that are going to be coming. Sonic Drift's probably going to be just as not fun. But the next show coming up is supposed to be, according to most Sonic fans, the one. In fact, let me put this in terms of the track ran out, whatever. Let me put this... I had a better idea for how I was going to phrase this, but let me try to explain this to you as the Major from the third episode of Helsing Ultimate Abridged. What I am telling you, my Sonic Army of 1,000 fans, is that I am a purveyor of Sonic. And with your help over the years, we are now at the precipice of our true goal. You see, I want a simple episode. No class episodes, no drug episodes, no race episodes, no flame episodes, and certainly no code episodes. Blue balled for 40 years. What I want is an episode that only I can bring. A great episode. A big episode. It's the sequel you've all been waiting for. I give you Sonic 3 on Knuckles! And now my throat hurts. Okay, so, next week, you heard it here first. We are tackling... I need a talk bed. Hold on. Where's my... There. Next week, we are tackling Sonic 3 and Knuckles. Widely considered the best game of the retro era. I disagree, but... that's what the general consensus is. The music is just as awesome to match. So, if this is your favorite Sonic game, which chances are it probably is, make sure you tune in next week. I think we're aiming for another early episode. Keep your eyes on the live announcement channel to know what's going to be happening as we cover this huge game. I'm going to hope to God it won't be another 4-hour episode. And then we're going to have to go through... to go through a couple of different side games before we start getting into the good stuff again. But just make sure that you're around. I thank each and every one of you for listening in. I started this as an, like, name pending was yesterday, and everyone got to hear the horrors that was the very first episode on radio on Sega Sonic Radio. I started this 9 years ago. I started this show 9 years ago as kind of just this weird little experiment, just a new thing that I wanted to do just because I had an idea. It didn't get very far, and I'm really happy that you guys are enjoying what you're hearing so far. There's a lot more to come, so just make sure that you stick around for it. Yeah, we're going to be doing Sonic 3 and Knuckles together just because I don't see the point in going back to... I don't see the point in doing them separately because everyone talks about how S3 and K is the best game. Not Sonic 3, not SNK, S3 and K. So I might as well just do them at the same time as one like really cool show and get that done. I never said I'd truly be doing this chronologically. I said somewhat chronologically. Most of the time I'm sticking to the release order, but every once in a while I'm going to get an oddball show like this one. So make sure you tune in next time. But that's about it for me for now. So thank you everybody for listening. Until next week, this has been your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald, CDROM 1019, saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on the earth, make it a freaking good one, and I'll see you next week. I will leave you today with, what's this track called? I will leave you today with Yeehaw, the Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine Stages 1 through 4 Remix by Freaky. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.